This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Iran's president has warned that the tiniest invasion by Israel would bring a massive and harsh response as the region braces for potential Israeli retaliation after Iran's attack over the weekend. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
President Ibrahim Raisi spoke Wednesday at an annual army parade that was relocated to a barracks north of the capital, Tehran, from its usual venue on a highway in the city's southern outskirts. Iranian authorities gave no explanation for its relocation, and state TV did not broadcast it live, as it has in previous years. Iran launched hundreds of missiles and drones at Israel over the weekend in response to an apparent Israeli strike on Iran's embassy compound in Syria on April 1st that killed 12 people, including two generals. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Israel is still considering how to respond to Iran's weekend strikes as the United States and its allies urge the government of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu not to escalate. VOA's Patsy Wiedekuswara reports.
Israel could also opt for covert operations targeting Iranian officials or cyber attacks like the 2010 Stuxnet malware. Gregory Hatcher of White Knight Lab cybersecurity consultancy via Zoom.
They created a virus and then they injected it into an Iranian nuclear facility and actually made the centrifuges spin uncontrollably and destroyed like millions of dollars and slowed down the nuclear capabilities of Iran.
Whatever option Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu decides on, President Joe Biden has told him the U.S. will not participate in Israel's counterattack and urge de-escalation. Patsy Wiedekuswara, VOA News, Washington.
A Russian strike on the northern Ukrainian city of Chernihiv kills at least nine. This is VOA News. India's political opposition faces huge challenges as their loose coalition of more than two dozen parties takes on the powerhouse of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's ruling party. Meantime, critics accuse ruling party politicians and the sport of cricket's closely linked mega-rich board of exploiting the sport's huge popularity for electoral advantage. A Brussels gathering of hard-right European politicians resumes for a second day, headlined by Hungarian leader Viktor Orban. The judge in Donald Trump's historic criminal trial warns the Republican presidential hopeful and former president against intimidating jurors as panelists are chosen following questioning by both sides. And in other U.S. news, the U.S. Senate is set for a showdown Wednesday over the articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, as Democrats are expected to move quickly to dismiss the articles, while Republicans insist there must be a full trial. AP correspondent Mary Claire Jalinek reports that Democrats could quickly end the trial by calling for votes to toss out the articles of impeachment.
Republicans are upset about that. They want to see a trial. And some Republicans might try to delay the proceedings by calling votes. But in the end, Republicans really have no power to force a trial if Democrats have all of their members united in voting to dismiss it.
There's a newly released report on last year's deadly fires in Maui in the U.S. state of Hawaii. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The report says that the Maui Fire Department was no match for a series of blazes, including one that killed 101 people in August 2023 in the historic town of Lahaina. Chief Brad Ventura of the Maui County Fire Department says they've identified several areas for improvement.
First one's to fully stock our relief apparatus. Second's to create a statewide mutual aid program. Third is to create a communication plan to evacuate visitors and residents who speak different languages.
The report made public by the Western Fire Chiefs Association is the first of two major assessments of the fires coming out this week. I'm Donna Warder.
Australia's Great Barrier Reef is experiencing the most widespread bleaching event on record, with 73% of surveyed reefs damaged. For more stories, check us out online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.